Admiral Moore.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, Tom, that's Henry.
Oh, Henry, yeah.
I'm sitting here with the President, and we were going over the superb briefing that Vogt gave us.
Right.
Gave us this morning.
Yeah, well, we tried to explain the air situation to you, Henry.
Well, it was very well done. But the concern that the President has is whether we really need... Yes. The President raised the point that he wants an experienced air commander out there. We understand you've got a new guy out there now.
Yeah, McNichol.
Yeah, but he's got no experience in this. We've got all our trips riding on this.
Well, he came from... I think he's had experience in the sense that he... All the forces down in Thailand are under his command, you know. And he's been working with them. But, fine,
The President would like a recommendation by noon of who the best man would be who could take this battle over now.
All right.
During this offensive.
Fine. Well, I'll certainly get one. Be glad to, and I think that the President's right.
He's absolutely determined to get vigor into this campaign or to get the most experienced man. Or maybe we should get Clay back out there.
Well, we could get Clay. We could consider Johnny Vogt.
We'd be delighted with Vogt. That's another possibility.
Yeah. All right. We'll get you one.
Because he knows what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But can you give us a recommendation by noon, and can we get him on a plane then soon?
Yes. I'll talk to the Chief Staff of the Air Force immediately.
Good. And otherwise, we were delighted with what the destroyers are doing. The President's very pleased with it.
Well, we're going to do more. We're going to send some more down there.
And if we can step up the B-52 strikes, that's a little worrisome that they are flying so little.
Yeah, well, they flew... see, now, did Vogt explain to you that the...
he explained the Iron Hand.
Iron Hand, all right. Okay.
Yeah, he explained that properly.
Now, we're sending more Iron Hand aircraft out occasionally they've had a diversion for lack of
the President.
Yeah. Say, Tom, the thing I want you to do, now on the B-52s in this instance, they're for psychological reasons. Now, let's forget the Cloud Clever and all the rest and so forth. Have them fly at 95,000 or 110,000 feet and drop the goddamn bombs in the boondocks, but I want a hell of a lot of sorties flown by B-52s today. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Get those 52s flying now. At least let them do it around the B-3 area. That's open, isn't it?
Yes, and they have been.
Yes, I know they have been. All right. I don't want to see another report with 16 sorties or by B-52s. I want the enemy to know that we're really letting them have it. So get them in there now. We've got to have it for psychological reasons. We can't have this, what appears to be a pusillanimous effort. Now, I know that there are brave men out there, they're risking their lives, they're fighting and all that sort of thing, but up to this point, you know and I know, and I know the reason, it's weather, and there are technical reasons, and this and that and the other thing, but we have to have some sort of massive strike in the next 12 hours, 24 hours. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We just got to have one. And it doesn't have to be in that area of the battle, even. Put the damn thing down in the B-3 area. Put the 52s in there and just knock the bejesus out of them. You'll hit something.
Yes, sir. Well,
to do it.
They flew their maximum number of missions yesterday. They only flew 16 in the military region 1, but they flew their 50 missions. They're flying 50 missions a day, which is their maximum. As you know, we've sent some more planes, and pretty soon they'll be...
When will they be out there? Is it next month or
months
from
now? No, sir. They're on the way out there.
How long is it taking to fly?
They ought to be able to fly in a couple of days.
Yeah, okay. Well, the commander, I've got to get the most experienced, tough commander, not as an observer, but in charge. Now, let me say, I've studied warfare enough to know, and this is the hardest thing you do, more wars have been lost by not changing commanders than changing them. And you've got to have the most experienced and also a fellow with imagination and verve who will take the orders and get him the hell out there as fast as we can. And I'll work the thing out with Laird. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. You give us a name by noon, will you?
Yes, sir.
All right.